Actually say, but you've come up with who? People are shamish. What's Rashi saying? People are shamish. That the shamish settled the skia and shkiyas acham much earlier. So he says this: Yaakovinu wanted that mincha like his tati. He's going to say a mincha wanted that with it. In the meantime, he came late. He blew the skia. Since it's kibbutz shemesh, so he davened after the shkia of the tefillah tashlumin. So it comes out A, Yaakov did not hold Rabbeinu Tam. First of all, even though Rabbeinu Tam's name is Rabbeinu Yaakov, but Yaakov he didn't hold Rabbeinu Tam. And Tzvetos, it comes out is he not only was the person who founded Meiriv, he was the one who founded the tefillah tashlumin. Like then we have to make up a tefillah we get from Yaakov. If you miss a tefillah, you have another tefillah. That's what comes from. Today, Meisa Shoy, that happened last week. The crowd today. We had the Meisa Shoy we had in Yeshiva.
Maybe doesn't want to drink?
No.
Maybe good?
Fine. It says that at the show we start the St. Talmoter from Zayin Cheshul. Chutzlars is more complicated. It's 60 days after the Tkufa. When is that?
Just started.
Just started. Start Friday, Thursday night.
Right.
60 days after the Tkufa, for American boys like you should know, is every year December 4th at 5th. Night. If it's going to be an Ibra year, Shana Mubarak, so leap year, in the coming year, which it is, this year this is February 29th. If it's a leap year, then it's December 5th, not December 4th.
That's so funny, usually we don't go by the Goyish calendar.
But Kufa, it goes by Goyish calendar. So it doesn't work any other way.
At all?
It won't work.
By Jewish calendar?
And we won't be able to make it work. Because you don't have a standard day for the Tkufa, but the English calendar does.
Is this mentioned in Tainus, the ideas of 6 days later? This is just standard bottom line.
It's mentioned there in the Gemara. I brought down a shkis miyoven, where I bring down when to save a single fellow in this specific. Chut starts at 60 days after the Tkufa. I put down in brackets the Hainu, December 4th on a regular year, December 5th on a year preceding a leap year. Okay. So what happened? A certain yeshiva in America, which you people know, I heard this from Adria. They were supposed to start really Thursday night, because this coming year is a leap year. Wednesday night, one of the bachim, they realized, oh, wait, it's December 4th. No one gave a clap for Saint Talmoter. So Milo Shmanesi gave a clap for Saint Talmoter. Milo Shmanesi. He was convinced that. The Shiva. The well known Shiva. Shartar, Queens, Key Gardens? Yes.
Wow.
I heard from someone who was there, Shas Maisa. He called me up Mama's birthday game right after it happened. Because one guy gave a clap. The St. Talmoter. A bunch of guys said, yeah, it's like December 4th. Now, a lot of these guys already were past Baruch Aleinu. Some guys went back. Some guys said, Bashmak Aleinu. Some guys said, okay, Nitzor. Then another Bocher got up and gave a bang. He finished Meresh, probably was Darius to finish. He goes, it's not true. We don't stay St. Talmoter till tomorrow night. Okay?
Now, what is that brother? You don't say it. What do you do?
Depends where you said it, no?
But she wasn't there.
I don't know. Somebody told me there was a beeline over there. You know the issue?
Shaita?
Yeah.
I've heard of it. I've never been there, but.
I've been there. They have in the bank. They have the Goetzis for him. So a bunch of guys are running for the Sefer Shkiyas Miyoven from yours truly. What do you do in such a case? Then they called me. Shkiyas Miyoven. Everybody on the show. It's two volumes. You make a mistake by davening, by benching. What do you do?
That's Rabbi's?
Yeah. Any mistake you can make is there. Come on, any mistake. This is an original mistake. Okay. And a bunch of guys botched it. People thought that if you go back to Shmakalenu,
you're able to say it.
You cannot.
You can't. You have to restart.
And Breira, you have to go back. When you forgot to say the Saint Talamota, you could then say it in Shmakalenu. When you did say Saint Talamota, when that's supposed to, you blew it. Because it's a simic flola, you have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. You went further, Baruch Aleinu. You finished Meresek, daven again. But there's no way you can fix it. So all these people really batched up. Basically, they had to do all of them who were batched up to start Meresek again. Hanan Makanda, the guy who gave the clap, how many brachas did he tell him? Every person that says the Saint Talmoter, that's bracha number 5, the next 13 brachas, brachas of Atal. Multiplied by tens of people.
This is not called Gila Rice. Why is it an accident? It wasn't like he did
it. Come on. Come on. So, next to Davin again. Tfilas Yaakovini, who's Masakin, Tfilas Tashlomin. He didn't figure a case like this, but these things happen. Anyway, we're in Boyer. Bayer. So what did we discuss on Bayer? Oh, let's say a sandwich is very nicker. Like you have eggs in the water. Or pickles in the juice. That's not Bayer. Because you can see it. If you had a fruit cocktail where everything's like layers one on top of another, that's Bayer. That's terubis. In a refrigerator. If you have different foods, take one out. That's not Bayer. If they're mixed up on another, a freezer where everything's stuffed piled on top of another, that's a terubis. Is that gvul? What's a terubis? What's not? Is touchy. But you can use your common sense. In a freezer, sometimes you have things stuffed up, a whole big pile, that's a terubis.
So if you have a cake on top of, let's say you have a cookies on top of a cake, and you're going to use that cake for dessert Shabbos day. So you can't take that.
In a fridge? Where?
It's like an ice cream cake, let's say. So you're taking it out of the freezer. So you can't move away the cookies in order to take out the cake?
To move something away to get to something else is never better. That's fine. So if I see a certain cherry on the bottom of my chicken soup, I want that cherry. If I'm moving and searching as I go along, everything I move is better, because I'm moving stuff. Like, if I see it, I'm just moving to get it, that's not better. Or a closet, you have a bunch of coats, okay? I see my coat, or I know my coat is the last one. There's no problem moving one, two, three, because I know where mine is. But if I, every one of them is a process selection, I take one, no, it's not mine, no, it's not mine. That's a big problem, that's better. Then there's the eights of pizur, scattering. It's not the most... Practicalates, but it works. Anytime you have a terubis, spread it out. Once you break the terubis, there's no problem there. For instance, you have a bunch of coats out of Shalom Zohar. Almost all of them are yeshivish and black. Now what are you doing? You know which is yours. What are you going to do? So one of the guys here has a red coat, no. But everybody has black coats. What are you going to do? So everyone you take and you look at, it's where? So it's two eights. The one eights is to be mafazer and make sure no one's looking. Take all the coats, throw them across the floor. Okay. Once you broke, or maybe I'm bad or whatever. Once you broke apart the terubis, there's no problem there. That's one eight, sir. Not always you have the possibility, logistical possibility of doing it. Another eight is, it's askus. This is where she finds, she says. You can look at the coat that you take. Don't just put it away. No, it's not mine. Take a look. How much percent rayon? What's the name of the guy? What's the manufacturer? What city it's from? As long as you're doing something with it, so it's not pshat that you made it precise, because you did something constructive. You read what it says in the label. That's another eitzah. If you don't have those eitzahs, you have problems. Another interesting case. Can you use a...
Even if you do a bedafka that you know you're going to separate?
Doesn't make a difference. As long as I did something with it, so I don't get this pshatis. If I didn't do anything with it, I just said, no, it's not mine, take it. That's pshatis. If I did something with it, that's not pshatis.
This is a stomach question. What if you have like a coat and it's on your table or your couch or whatever, and you've actually left something mixed on top of it? Are you able to take off the thing that's mixed to get to the coat, or you can't touch the coat?
Example, what's mixed? A pen, something like that?
You have like phone. A hammer, a phone, something that. Yeah.
First of all, a hammer or a phone is a klisha natal iser. It's a klisha natal iser, so it's mutter letzarech makoymoy. So if I'm picking it up to get to the coat that's under it, that's letzarech makoymoy. So I'd pick it up. If you didn't want to do that, you can always pick up the coat and let the phone or the hammer fall. Because that's still too much sound that serves the head. That's not a problem. So it's not really a big problem. What do you do if you want to use... You ever see these pitchers for orange juice? They have like a strainer in the front. You like to use it on Shabbos or not. So it's a clean miyuchet. So it should be a problem. But there's a chazanish that says that if that's the kli I use all the time, we cash on those. I use it whenever I have juice. Even there's not, why do they have this strainer if I have orange juice and pulp? But I use it all the time. Because it says it's not butter.
So you can buy the sink case?
Huh?
And so that would apply to the sink?
Correct. Correct. So if you have a sink at the faucet, you have a strainer. Since I use it all the time, that's not a klei miyuchet. Nachon. But water is anyway a heter because most people drink the water without straining it.
So there's this thing that you have in the middle of the pitcher, you have like a little
Barrier? You put the fruit in the middle?
Yeah, like you put a fruit in the middle.
Middle of what?
In the middle of the pitcher. It's like you have a big pitcher, you have water on the outside, and then inside the pitcher there's like a little tube that holds the fruit in middle. Like let's say you want to put like a little thing, you want to make like lemon and lime water.
So you have a lemon in the middle?
Lemon and lime in the middle, in the tube. And there's like still like the water gets inside without the fruit moving to the water. It just stays in the tube, but there's little holes in the tube that the water is able to get in and mix around the water.
But the mice, that kli is separating between the water and the fruit, no?
Yeah.
So yeah. But problem. The water is able to get in.
I understand. But you're separate.
Have you?
I never saw one of those.
Have you ever heard this?
Nope.
It like soaks in the fruit. Like the fruit infuses into the water.
It's like putting a lemon, but instead of
I understand. I understand how it works, but the question is, what does the strainer do? If the strainer is ultimately separating the juice from the fruit, what's the problem?
It's making a flavor. It's making the water.
And then there's nothing wrong making a flavor. The question is, are you separating on the way out? Next time, bring it for show.
But using it for both. You're using it for both. You're not separating. You want the taste of lemon and
but
lime.
But at some point, you're separating the juice from the fruit.
You're saying when it's finished.
That's right.
So that what if you were not to finish the entire thing and leave it dry?
I can't think of it. I was told. Huh?
Sounds real cold.
I was sorry. Drink is very good for you.
Should I maybe have one?
I'm trying to learn how to preserve my voice, but since I'm a chiv, always I lose it. And I was told that the worst thing is to drink cold water and cold juice. As they told me.
Should we maybe have one?
I'm fine. Drink the good one, it's good for you. Not for me, for you it's good. In any event, the interesting question is, you ever hear people take something which is more, I'm not so advanced as you guys are, salt. People put sometimes rice in the salt shaker.
Rice in the salt shaker? Oh, yeah. Oh, I've seen chickpeas also.
Chickpeas?
In the salt shaker.
Maybe it's Shalom Zohar, I don't know. People put rice in the salt shaker, and the reason is because it prevents wetness, any dampness that goes in there, dampness makes the salt become clumpy. You put rice in there, somehow or another it prevents that from happening. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, you can't do that because when you're shaking the salt shaker, it's a klima yuchid, and you're separating, you're taking out the salt from the rice, which is like the pseilas, but you're using a klima yuchid. That's what it says in Rav Moshe Feinstein. Okay, what'd you bring?
Warm water.
Okay. So I drink warm water. If you're bored, I'm going to talk about it. Niflidic. What? Say it again. You're right. It's Eichel Tech Psalus, but it's being done with a clean. You can't do that. Says, so remember when I saw that aloch in Shmir Shavs Chachos, he also says it, like a Moshe. When I saw that thing, I said, yeah, but according to Chazanish, it should be mutter. Because according to Chazanish, I used the same kli, the same salt shaker, whether it is rice inside or is not rice inside. Question mutter. In the Shmir Shavs Chachos, the Miluim from Shlomo Zalman says that. That according to Chazanish, it's not a problem. Because he's the same kli either way. Or the same thing. Here, what about the tea bag? You think of a tea bag? Mechas Yitzchak says, if you pick up a tea bag, you're using a kli, the bag is a kli, and the kli is a kli miyuchad, so it's a problem of whatchamacallit, of bayer. How are you going to pick it? You know what I'm saying? Because the bag is like a kli, and it's separating the scents from the water. So you're right, you're getting the scents, that's what you want. But you're not getting you're using a kli, you know how to do that. Okay? Say again? Of course. Bayer is only mutter. There's three conditions in Bayer. Eichel mitach psailus, miyad and biyad. And eichel mitach psailus, biyad means to say, manually, and now with a kli. Using a kli, it's also. So, according to Mechas Yitzchak, you can't pick up the bag. Because what's happening is, all the water is dripping out, and you're pulling out the scents. Okay? No, it's an eitzah. The eitzah is, you put a spoon under the bag, you pick it up. This way, you're not separating the water from the scents. Everything stays right there. Exactly. Huh? No problem, nothing. I take out the bag with a spoon. Yeah. You take with a spoon, this way you have no problem. Okay? Again? So don't put the spoon over, just take it out, put it on a plate. That's a problem. Put it on a plate.
I say it is a beer. It is a beer. But we're not calling it a beer because it's not a beer.
Just reminded myself something else, don't be mad at me. It's a gemara, you're not supposed to drink water that's lukewarm water, poishim, unless there's something inside. No such a gemara?
What?
You're not supposed to drink water, hot water, if it's poishim, this is poishim, clear. Not yet. Poishim is like lukewarm.
Okay. It's warm.
Lukewarm.
Yeah. You're not supposed to drink plain hot water.
Why? I had a question.
Hot water or lukewarm water?
What?
It says lukewarm water, which is where this is. If it was Yatzalis, I wouldn't be able to put it in my mouth. When I started, it was,
hot,
but now it's not.
Hot is Yatzalis.
Yeah. It says you're not to drink unless what's Lashon Gemachon. Unless this be tzivi, if there's something in there, coffee, tea, something like that.
You want a piece of sugar?
Otherwise, you're not to drink it. It's open Gemara.
What?
Okay.
Wait, what about?
We have a deal. I'm not going to drink the water. You won't get insulted. I'll show you after. Tomorrow, I'll show you the Gemara. We have a deal?
Can I ask a stomp question?
Lukewarm is anywhere between you feel some heat. So mamish very very hot. That's poishim. You never heard such a gemara, right?
So when a water bottle,
I had a very sun.
When the water bottle's in like the sun.
But if I show it to you, won't be insulted, right? Okay. I'll show it to you. Tomorrow, not right now. What? I'll show it to you tomorrow. We don't understand why, but the Gemara says it. It's broke down by the place also.
We didn't know how big it is. Shabbos that says there's five things that make your life fast.
Kill you faster. That doesn't sound
five things that will kill you faster. Getting up very quickly.
It's got a curry.
And standing up really quickly, is that like a thing that's
still
it's Gabriel and taking blood
it's more than getting the fine.
It says also blood work.
It says what?
Blood work also.
Bloodletting.
Bloodletting. Okay, so the blood length is different. What we do today is not I bring these things down to go with that person. Shemazama says what we do today is not considered bloodletting. In those days bloodletting was you took out blood from a person and then
put it in a horn.
No. The more mentions it a bunch of times. Tonight,
you took out the blood, and then the blood will regenerate. Okay, it's brought down as a sakana to do it certain days, right? If you're weak, whatever. Today you don't do that. Today you take out a little blood. You want to give someone a transfusion. You want to give them donate blood. It's not the same thing. Shemazal says not the same thing. You have to know. Otherwise, it's Gemara. It's a Gemara. If something's brought down the Gemara and it's not brought down the Paiskim, then we say Nishtana Teva. The Teva must have been different, and therefore today it's not a Sakana. And there are such things.
But it's still Gemara, so it's Chazal.
But this thing here, I understand. But Chazal wrote different things that repeat the Teva, and the Teva changed. Like Moshe Chazal bring down, there's Gemara in the first place we see ever that the Gemara says the Shtana Teva, is Gemara in the cut in the fin of Kavra, fish. It says, if you want the fish to taste good, wait 3 days. You take fish, that refrigerator, that freezer, wait 3 days, sees what happens. Tastes exact opposite. The older it gets, the worse it gets, right? So what does it show? Tastes the Teva changed. The Teva changed. There's a whole bunch of things the Teva changed.
What about, you know the Gemara with, in Sukkah with, they had pyrons, so the circle Gemara didn't work out.
Pyrons?
You know what pi is? The pi in the
math? Pi r square?
Yeah.
3.14, you get complete on Mars. One of these Gemaras. I learned the Gemara, I learned geometry, come on.
Did the Teva change with that Gemara to how we acquired
it? No, it's brought down the Gemara, it's brought down the Paiskim.
So, but how does that, I don't know, the Gemara.
That's one of the Gemara the
we're not doing arithmetic. Any event.
And then the Sugya, I just thought that doesn't work.
Only the last sheet that doesn't work, the Gemara itself says.
Okay, what else do you have to talk about? Can I take, let's say you're a sensitive guy. We said that you're allowed to take water out of a water faucet as a strainer. Because most people drink water as is. They don't need a strainer. If somebody's like an isthmus, and he will not drink without a strainer, so that's like awesome.
Well, I want that fall into the category of just the one we just said before, which is where everyone but they're called uses it, like a regular water filter, so that's why it'll be fine.
No, that's a different idea. That's the idea is that this is not a clean miyuchad, because even when people are not sorting, they're still using the same kli. Here we're talking not about the kli, we're talking about the food itself. A food, the Mechaber says in Simon Shiatesifyud, that in case there's a certain food or drink which most people would drink as is without straining it, so you're allowed to strain it, even the clean milk. It's not kosher. It's mutter. It's like taking chicken from chicken. It's nothing. It's the same thing. But in case you're istanis, should be machmer. You're a very picky guy, finicky guy. Now, we're not who washing hands. No one is machmer what kind of water you use to wash his hands. No one's going to strain the water washing with a drink. There are some people, Americans, some Americans will not drink Israeli water. They're sure if they drink Israeli water, they'll turn into a pumpkin. I don't know. Right? The code Halloween. They're all nervous about that, right? So Maisa, it says that they should machmer not to use a clean yuchad. Yefe. Let's say I'm a normal guy. I have no problem with the water. But you're an American finicky guy, and you have to strain it. Can I strain it for you? I'm straining it for you. So I'm really, for me, it's mutter. But I'm doing it for you.
You're shliach of him, though.
I'm a shliach of him. So, the Maisa, it's a machlech of the poison.
It's not exactly the same thing.
If for me, it's not a problem. I'm not doing beer. I'm not doing this. I'm doing some mirza for his mother. What's my problem?
Why should we? If we don't care, then you should.
It's like taking something which is oichel and taking off a chicken from the chicken. It's not beer. It's the same thing. Elamai, for you, there's a problem because you're funny. I don't know what he's doing. I asked this master of Chankin, yes. Afterwards, I found the place of Chankin. And Yan Chankin, yes, he told me to look at the beer Aloch and Shin Beis. There it talks about, it says that if a person is makbid, even a little bit lint on his jacket, so taking that off is called Libun. You're washing it. Someone's not makbid, it's not a black or a dark jacket, but it's not Libun. Okay, let's say I know that you're makbid and I'm not makbid. Can I go take it off or you're not? Which brings out 2 days. So Chaim told me it's the same thing. So Shaila the poison. A messy Shaila.
What's the? There's also this another invention that there's. It's called a Brita filter.
I know exactly what that is. No.
So let's start with that.
So
is that separating or not?
Again, most people drink water, any water. If you use any water, they have no problem putting water in there. If
but this filters out all the stuff. Like you can literally take like river water and just like put it in there, and then it will filter
okay.
out everything.
I know what it looks like, but I'm very nervous to tell you outright that it's mutter. I'll tell you why. Because I just recently found out, you know what they call Tami Arba? They have these water processors. I went to my house. It's connected to the pipe.
Oh, yeah.
There's
yeah,
an ultraviolet
like,
light.
Yeshiva has one downstairs.
Nifldik. So now, L'chaira, my Shabbos, you can't use it anyway because you're turning ultraviolet light. But let's see what's put on a Shabbos clock. Can I open the water faucet and let it go through? So I always thought, why not? If I'm not makbid on water. So he said that in case most people drink water as is, it's not beer. I found out now from somebody who checked into it, Rabbi Kalis, Shragi Kalis. It seems there's 2 stages. The first stage, when it goes to the filter, the water is full of all these dirty particles. The second stage gets rid of those particles. So what basically happens is you don't know about it. It first breaks down, gets all the schmutz out of the water. So now you don't even know about it because you put it, you saw it starts with water which is drinkable. But if you stop it in the middle of the process, the water is not drinkable. Because something that breaks down all the different particles, at that stage is mamish dirt. The next step is it cleans out the dirt. So it is water. So who knows? I don't think Brita does that. I think Brita is just a little filter. Huh? You can't open the faucet if that's going to happen on Shabbos.
That machine there.
Because you're causing separating between. Dirt in the water. Then it's fine. Then it's fine.
The
question is, if it's not turning on, by which effect you open the water faucet? I think what happens is when you open the water, you're taking water, new water, to go through the machine. I think. And if that's the case, it's a problem. If it's going automatically, like you said before, and then you're fine.
Are you saying if it ran out, you press the button?
If you're causing the water to go through it, so I was always in the impression, what's wrong with water? Water drinkable as is. I find that no. And then I called up somebody. I was at somebody's house. He's a kabbalah. And his son-in-law said what he heard from Shragi Kalis. Kabbalah is a contractor. A building contractor. So his son-in-law told him, Shragi Kalis said, does this stage. So he called this and this guy. He sells these things. We called him up, a Friday guy. He says, "En baya b'Shabbat, en baya." Everybody uses it. Thank you very much. How does it work? Itaki confirmed it. First stage is it takes out the dirt. It's inside. Next stage is it cleans it. Ask them point blank.
Use it on Shabbat.
It's a problem. It is a problem.
Everyone, I like to
drinkable first with
Shabbat. Huh?
It's drinkable first with
Shabbat. Because water, as is, most people drink it. If somebody went and he took chemicals and he got out the dirt, I'll offer you that dirt. Are you gonna eat it? No. When it's in a bunch of water, you don't realize it. Once you take out the dirt, it's a big spoon of dirt. You're not going to eat it, right? So this thing does is,
basically,
it gets out all the dirt.
Like, it's
the next
like
stage, it gets rid of that dirt.
It's like it's
but in the meantime, there's dirt right there. So it actually made it worse, and then it made it better. And since it made it worse, at that point when it's worse, it's like a sales. You can't drink it. But if you're not at work, you're not going to know that. You think it's fine. Big problem. They had recently, this past Shabbos, the Vand of Shmir Shabbos and B'nai Brak put out a big warning. There's a big problem with Chilul Shabbos, but they have these faucets that are called mixer faucets. You know what mixer is? Almost everybody has it in the kitchen today. You don't have 2 faucets, hot and cold. You have this rod in the middle.
Yeah.
That's in the Ivrit, it's called a mixer. So I think in English it's called a mixer, no?
Could be.
Probably. What's the problem? Levi Yitzchak Halper from the Machon Technologie told me this years ago, that he holds that's the biggest mixer of Chilul Shabbos today. Why? Because people think that as long as the water that's coming out is cold, there's no problem with Bishul. That's not true. If it's not completely to the right, which is cold, even a mashu to the left, that's bishul. Yeah, why? Because you don't look at the water it comes at. It's always mixing hot and cold. Just that if it's the closer it is to the right, the more cold it's going to be. But it's even a mesh away from the right, so there is some cold water coming in there with hot water. But since most of it's cold, one can cook. But some of it's getting cooked. You're always cooking something, even though you don't feel it at the end.
Even the leftovers, whatever's left.
It's got to be done in a way that's completely to the right. It's very hard to take care of that. I always tell my people, I might have to have one of those also. So what they're suggesting too is, before Shabbos, turn off the hot water faucet, the main faucet outside your house. Then you avoid the problem. But that's a pain in the neck.
That's what the Shabbos B'nai Brak said.
That's crazy.
It was
crazy.
They
said it matters to Shabbos.
It was this past Shabbos in the old papers.
In the pipe there's a hot water.
Every person's house outside the door, if you have apartment, there's faucets, the main faucets. Like the fuses and everything, there's also faucets. You should turn off the hot water. This way, no chance hot water is coming in. I give him B'nai Brak. My son's in B'nai Brak. He's in Kol Chazanish. They're the frumis have a very interesting thing. People are nervous of shiloh and boston chol and whatnot. They got a plumber in the beginning. The water never gets the yatzel lettuce boy. The water in the kitchen. It's warm, but it's not yatzel lettuce boy. So you never have a case where you wash the flesh of dishes and then you find inside the milk clean. There's no shiloh and boston chol. It'll never get the yatzel lettuce boy.
That's what they did.
What about cooking? You boil water. It's the same. They don't boil
that's
water.
In the stove. But in the sink, it'll never get the yatzel lettuce boy. I'm going to run. Because I have to. And I'm sorry I don't drink your hot water.